This podcast is being brought to you by Stellar Blu Technologies, the official website developer and multimedia company for The Mile of Music. Please check us out at stellarbluetechnologies.com. The Mile of Music offers 1 mile of free musical performance with over 200 artists as well as over 900 shows throughout the four-day event. This is a must-attend annual event in the Fox Cities, and it's growing every year. Over 80,000 people attended in 2018, and it's even getting bigger every year. So I'd like to introduce you guys to the Vagabonds. Welcome. Appreciate you coming in to talk to us.
Thanks for having us on.
First obvious question is, how'd you hear about the Mile Music? You know, I know you've this like your third summer, so share with us, you know, your experience there, if you would.
Yeah, well, our booking agent had a couple of clients that did the show. Mo Loud and the Humble came up here, and they did it the year before we came and raved about it to him, you know, once they got back. So he booked us the next year, and we had no idea what we were stepping into. We've never been to Wisconsin at the time, and he's like, just trust me, guys. It's going to be good. And so after we played that first year, we fell in love with it, and it's really something we look forward to every single year.
Oh, that's great. That's a good story. Share with me an experience you've had here that it's a little bit memorable.
Well, all the shows are just killer. The folks come out in droves, and they really seem to appreciate going back to the first time that we played here. You know, we had never been through town, and we showed up at shows, and people are already singing our songs and coming out, and big crowds, you know. And so they made us feel at home automatically. So we've had some memorable shows here. A couple of shows at Spats here in town were just insane. But it's really the most memorable things to me are the hangouts with the bands that we tour with all year long. You know, we'll see them a couple of times in the year, and we're always like, we'll see you at band camp up in Wisconsin. And so it's always good just to see everybody. And like I said, the shows are high energy just because the crowd's putting off such great energy, and we feed off that, and then, man, some of our best shows.
You're playing, and then all your favorite bands are out there watching you, and so many fans are out there singing along. I don't think I've ever experienced that at any other festival.
It's just a cool experience.
It's a theme. It's like homecoming week or family reunion for the bands. Everybody getting in touch, where you've been, what you've been doing.
Yep.
Very cool. You know, tell us about your latest album. I know it's coming out, I think, January V?
Yep, it came out in January.
Oh, it came out in January.
Yep.
I apologize.
2019. No, it's okay. We're proud of it. It's an 8-song album, and we got to 8 songs after narrowing down probably 20, 25 songs to our favorite 8, and we really wanted to put something out that we could be proud of. And I mean, I think it's our best record to date.
So that had to be an interesting discussion. How did you pare it down from 25 to 8? What did
we play them at
name?
Shows?
Oh,
and if they go well, we keep working at them. If they don't go well, it's like maybe this one needs more work. Just put it to the side. Don't discard it completely.
Sure.
Just needs to be on the back burner.
It's just not quite ready.
Yeah. And as much as we tour year round, we don't really have the luxury of the time to sit down and work everything out. So we kind of have to go with what works and with crowds, and that's our main criteria for a song to pass the cut or not.
That's a great segue into the next question. When you guys write a song and you play it for the first time, how does that evolve after you've played it the 50th time or the 100th time or the 1,000th time, and what does that look like?
It evolves through a live show. We've been together for 10 years. This is our 5th record we put out, and we still play every single night songs off the first record. So we've been playing those for 10 years, and you get in these situations where you do feed off the crowd, and if the crowd's digging it and they have you in a good mood, we'll probably go off on a jam and make something brand new out of thin air, which is a cool thing to watch and experience on stage because it's just total improv, which is fun.
Total improv out in public. That's really cool. That's a lot of confidence.
Yeah, well, we've played together for so long, we kind of just know each other. We can read each other.
One starts a riff, the other one.
Yeah, yeah. You just take that ride, you know.
Very cool. Very cool. You got a new song coming out you just released last month. Share that with us.
Yeah, it's called Colorado Evergreen. It's one of those songs that we dug it in the practice room. It was one of the ones where you're like, automatically, that one hits me, you know. Let's see how it works at a live show. And I think we started playing that, like, immediately after we learned it in the practice room. And it just killed at live shows.
Oh, very cool.
So we're,
it's got to feel great.
It feels great. And, you know, we just put out the record in January, but we were so confident in this song that we're like, let's go ahead and record it, put it out as a single. And we got it out right before we did our Colorado tour, which was cool to have that song out as kind of a tribute to that run. And, yeah, everybody seems to like it, and it's going good.
That's good. That's got to feel great when you have one that, I mean, you do a lot of songs, and, of course, they're all different levels of your happiness or success with them. To have one right out of the gate that you're absolutely stoked about is really cool.
Yep.
Share with the fans where they can find your song or your music.
You can find our music on our website, thevegabonds.com, and that's V-E-G-A-B-O-N-D-S. Also on Apple Music. Spotify is a big platform that we try to push. And where else? Amazon. I mean, we have it over like 60, 70 different online stores.
Oh, so you're all over. Just
it's everywhere.
Just Vegabonds, you're good to
it's
go.
It's everywhere, yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Tell us about some of your upcoming performances after the mile. You know?
We have some really cool stuff coming up. We're obviously so pumped about the rest of these shows at Mile. And then at the end of this month, we're going on a 5-6 day run with a band that we really love, and that's Whiskey Myers out of Texas, East Texas. It's a great pairing for us to get out on the road with a band of their caliber. And, yeah, we're looking forward to that. And we have some festivals coming up at the end of the month also down in Florida at Seaside, Florida. And just all through the fall, and then we do a big holiday run in December through our southern markets that we don't get to as much as we'd like to throughout the year, but we try to hit them when in the winter when everybody's back home from everything,
sure.
You know.
Like kids will come home from college that are fans, and then you have their parents will come out, and then everybody from all over the country meets back up in these major markets right before the holidays, and everybody during holidays just wants to have a good time, and so do we. So we go around and play those cities, and probably one of my favorite times of the year. Like, great shows.
Cool. You know, you guys do, like, over 200 shows a year, and we were kind of talking about that earlier. You know, a lot of traveling and so on and so forth. Tell me about the logistics. You know, how do you manage all of that, get it all together?
Did you want to hear about the ride up here?
Sure. I was talking about it earlier.
Oh, man. We left Wednesday, and we made it maybe an hour and a half outside of Nashville coming up here and broke down. Luckily, we were right beside a dealership. Couldn't have worked out more perfect. So the guy came over and fixed it for us. But we thought we were going to miss our show in Illinois on the way up here. So everything was fixed. We're all good. Get to the show. Take off yesterday to come up here to Appleton. Same thing happens at a gas station. And this time we're in the middle of nowhere. So there's no calling the guy next door. So we just look it up on YouTube how to fix our problem. And our drummer goes, I got this. Crawls up under the van, comes back out, he's like, it's fixed. I still don't even know what he did.
It's a great story, man. It's a great story.
And so I thought we were going to be late getting here, but we made it on time. And so that's a little bit of the logistics of traveling. That's the fun of it. Yeah, that's a bad day. But mostly it's, you know, us waking up, jumping in the van, driving 3, 4, 5 hours up to 10 hours a day, and sometimes driving through the night.
You guys ever write while you're traveling, or is that something you do more so on stage?
Yeah, I'll throw notes in my phone on the road, you know, and go back to them later when I can sit down at my house and actually think about, you know. So, yeah. Yeah, well, I'll just write down different phrases we say during the day, like somebody told me the other day.
That sounds like a good name for a song or a good line of a song.
Yeah. What was a good one that we had the other day? Can't wear a Stetson with a T-shirt. And I was like, yes, you can. I do it all the time.
That's cool. I love it. You know, I got to ask you about the hot sauce. You guys are really a bunch of hot sauce junkies. You even come out with your own line of hot sauce. You want to share that with your fans. That's
oh, yeah, really man. We're so that's alongside of the release of Colorado Evergreen, we released our hot sauce. And it's something we had talked about for years and years and years. And we met a guy in, when we were recording the latest record. It's kind of in this where the studio is in a warehouse, and a guy above the studio does all his bottling, production of hot sauces. It's called Pulp, P-U-L-P. And he was down in the studio the first day, so I thought he was one of the assisting engineers or something. Okay. He never sure. said, I work upstairs. So I'm in there, and we're starting to play these songs and everything, and I'm bouncing ideas off this guy. I'm like, what do you think about this? Like, what if we did this right here? He goes, I love it. I love everything. I'm like, cool. He's on board with whatever. Come to find out, he's just down there hanging out. He works upstairs and bottling hot sauce and kombucha. And so anyway, we find that out. And he goes, I'd love to do some hot sauce for you guys. Because we were just kicking around the idea at the time. And so once he took a hold of it.
That's timing. That is
it's timing. Perfect timing. And so he got a hold of it and turned it around and like, a month, man.
Yeah. It was Georgia Fire, it's called. You guys got to look for it.
Georgia Fire, and it's habanero and fresh Georgia peaches.
At what point did you have an epiphany that this is what I want to do? This is my passion. This is how I want to spend my life. Do you remember that moment, and could you share that with us?
Yeah, I had that moment before we started this band. I was playing in a band, just a college band, like a cover college band, but just the feeling of, the crazy feeling of getting in front of somebody and playing music is weird, you know, at first. But once you get somewhat comfortable with that, and then you start writing your own songs, and people start connecting to your own songs, it's a different feeling even more. And so I was getting that a little bit in the band that I played with before the Vagabonds. And then once we got in the practice room with these guys the first couple of times, it was something special, something way different than I ever experienced before. And so, I mean, it's been a long road. We've played a lot of shows that most people would walk away from and be like, I'm hanging it up. This is not worth it. But it's always been a certain brotherhood with us, and the music just flowed naturally, which that's what you want.
Absolutely, the chemistry. We were talking about that earlier. You know, the chemistry between bandmates, and it's kind of all on the same page and tolerant and flexible and working with each other and being able to communicate. Because, you know, 10 years, the same group, that takes real effort in order to keep everybody, you know, opinion. You know what I'm talking about. You know, that dynamic live without
the relationship, yeah, you know, right. And everybody's opinion does matter, but you also have to. It's a push and pull, and it's a give and take. It's a compromise. But, you know, everybody's able to voice their opinion.
Consensus. I like consensus.
Yeah.
Because compromise means, to me, somebody gave something up. Consensus means we're all on the same page.
There you go.
And that's just my subjective interpretation of that word. You know.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, who helped you the most and supported your desires to make your music, you know, your career? As far as in,
all of our parents have supported us.
That's cool.
In some way, every one of them has done something for us.
Yeah, we've always had somebody saying, you know, you guys should keep doing this. There hasn't been one central figure besides us in the band. We all push each other from day one, but we've all had support from our families, which is huge. I mean, I couldn't imagine my parents being like hating what I do. It wouldn't make sense for me to do it in my own head. I mean, I probably would still do it, but
hey, you know, is there anything else that you'd really like your fans to know about that we haven't talked about? Anything else you want to put in there?
Oh, just about the album. You know, we're very proud of the album. We're still pushing that really hard. It's called V. You can find it like I said, on all the platforms. The stories on this record are, you know, they hit home a lot for us, and I think they're relatable to America in general, the world too, but America in particular. Like, we're writing about what we know and where we live and the people that we grew up with.
Yeah, I enjoyed it when I listened to it. It's a good album. It's a good album, yeah. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having me. We really appreciate the opportunity. Enjoyed talking to you.
It's wonderful to listen to people online and then actually get to meet them in person, so I really appreciate that. It's really cool. So, be sure to add Milo Music to your must-attend summer festivals. There's no other venue where you can go and experience more music that's absolutely free. 60-plus locations, over 200 artists, and over 900 shows. Stellar Blue Technologies, the official website developer and multimedia company for the Milo Music. We want to thank the Vagabonds for taking their time out to come in and talk to us, and wish you the best at the show.
Thanks so much.